drive right into Eskom's push, at least Power Spot, although one would say Eskom's push is synonymous with Power Spot. The name started out very differently in a way that I can't say even on a public holiday on radio, in frustration with load shedding that we've had to suffer for since 2014. Dan Wells is a co-founder of Eskom's push, who also have an Ask My Street feature that you have within the app. I have to say, personally, I rely heavily on Eskom Supush, even if I do obviously follow Eskom itself online, on Twitter, as well as following and staying close to the City of Cape Town feed as well. But a lot of it is really consolidated for us in Eskom Supush. Dan Wells, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you today?
I'm very good, Rafaela. Happy Women's Day.
Thank
I just
you.
Want to start off with to say that in the last 30 days, we've seen 3.6 million people using the app, and 60.6% of that is female, which is very interesting.
It is rather. I mean, I think we would rely, and thank you for the Happy Women's Day wishes, same to you. So we would rely quite heavily on this, because knowing where our power is and how much accessibility we have to power has got such a huge impact on our safety.
Absolutely. That's where the app comes down to. That's the main value proposition of Eskom Supush, is if you know when your power is going to go off, you can plan your life and you can plan around it, and you can work out, you know, when you need to go and do an appointment, when you need to go and visit friends, how are you going to cook dinner that evening, or how are you going to get the kids ready for school, etc. You can plan your life around it. So that's our main thing, is we take all of the different schedules, all of the different noise, the City of Cape Town, the national status, Twitter, and we combine it into a single app. So you've got a single view on your area, and you can see, oh, I'm going to be off between 10 and 12. Okay, that's fine. I can plan around that.
But there's quite a lot, I mean, to this. This is not like it was in 2015, where there was one big switch, it almost felt like, where we're just going to turn the country off. The ongoing, as you say, updates, differing provincial or city schedules. Also, on top of, I mean, I don't think you do the power outages that that Eskom will do in particular neighborhoods from time to time, which are not related to load shedding. But it's still a great deal to collate, and you are on it on a very regular basis, as almost as fast as one finds out from Eskom. How do you do that?
It's a combination of various different sources that we need to combine into this app. You're 100% right. In 2015, we would just have stage one for Monday to Friday, 24 hours of the day, whereas now Eskom has actually, they've improved how they respond to load shedding by minimizing our impact during the day and only giving us load shedding, you know, when there's peak times. So there's stage two maybe during the day and stage four in the afternoon, which only stage four in the evenings. And then the tricky part is often where Cape Town comes in, where there is stage less potentially or different time slots. And also, one of the big challenges we've had, well, it's not really a challenge, but one of the changes that we've had is also Etekwini. They haven't been affected
that's
by load
right.
shedding for quite some time due to the floods.
Yes.
However, that's changed recently. Since the beginning of August, they'll only be affected since stage four.
Okay.
So it's a big information system, and we need to monitor this all the time.
Mm.
And it's a full-time job.
It is. How big is your team?
Yeah. So, since the beginning of the year, Hammond, who's my partner, the co-founder of Eskom Supush, he's been working on it full-time. And as of August, 1st of August, I've joined the team and I'm also working on it full-time. So this is what we're working on. We're monitoring the situation, at all times, so that we can let people know.
I quite enjoy your insights, sort of taking a peek back in history, little things like so far in 2022, we've had 1,299 hours of national load shedding. Good golly. The productive time that has been lost. And I was curious. I mean, do you remember that year when suddenly, we were going to go to, I think it was 2019, we were into stage six, and suddenly most cities realized that they don't really know, because the warning was maybe stage eight. And we realized most cities have no idea what that looks like. Is that just sitting in darkness? How did you respond to that?
That was, so both Herman and myself had full-time jobs and we weren't working on this full-time, and it was December. So I was working at, what I guess is considered the biggest e-commerce player in South Africa, at the time. So December is the peak period for e-commerce. And we got some notification saying stage six. And the biggest frightening part of that is that none of the municipalities had shared, stage five to eight schedules, because they were like, oh, it won't happen. Or it won't happen right now. So it was a surprise, not only for me and for Hammond, it was a surprise for every single South African. It was also a surprise for, I think, for Eskom and also for all of the municipalities to suddenly prepare. We reached out to our community of software engineers and we said, help, please, can you help us put together all the schedules for the different municipalities so we can get them together, as quick as possible? And to say thanks to them, we gave them vouchers, to shop online.
That's fantastic. Out of interest, help me understand Ask My Street. It's such a curious thing that I see when people take screen grabs of some of the conversations that go on there. You would think it's
amazing.
Questions about electricity, but it's random things like I'm hungry or, you know, tell us about it.
So ultimately it came down to Herman and myself. We get thousands of emails. In 2019, 2020, we would just get thousands of emails every day. My power's on, my power's off, my power hasn't come back on. There's a van in the street fixing the substation. The van has left. My water is brown. Then, you know, the conversations would also change. Like, oh, maybe you might know about this, or could you get in touch with someone, please? And there's no possible way for Hammond and I to potentially respond to all of those emails. We respond to a lot, but there's no possibility to respond to all of them. So we introduced chat into the app, and it was location-based chat so that people could at least ask their neighbors or have conversations with the people around them to say, hi, my power's off. Is your power off? And then someone could maybe answer and say, no, mine's on. Have you got electricity units? Or maybe check your breakers. And people started solving problems close or nearby to them. That's where we moved it across to topics, and we changed the name to away from community to Ask My Streets because it needed a fun name. And it's an opportunity for you to ask questions to those that are close by to you. So it's an open community. And it's all location based. It's hyper local. So you can ask questions about electricity, which is obviously our, probably the most busy topic, but you can also ask about water. You can ask about issues about with your internet, potentially about like a missing pet, or if you just want to share something random or like a good vibe, and events. And we're starting to see people solve problems. And that's the main part is if we can connect people with the right tools in the right location, potentially they'll help each other. And we're starting to see people starting to help each other. That is exactly what Ask My Street is.
Okay.
And that's what Herman and I are spending majority of our time on at the moment.
What's next? I mean, with Eskom Support, I mean, if I recall my Twitter feed, you weren't too happy about, say, City of Cape Town just launching their own app when you guys had been around and could have been partnered with. Are you getting better partnerships, I suppose, with municipalities and with refining the content?
We are. We've actually got a fairly good relationship with some of the municipalities. It could be improved, and we'd love to improve our collaboration. It's an ongoing conversation, but I've had a good meeting with City of Cape Town and also with City Power, City of Johannesburg, and also Eskom. We've had a few conversations, and it's all about if we can get better, structured or improved information from them, we can share it to the people of South Africa so that they don't need to contact their municipality and so that they don't need to be surprised.
Yes.
If you think of a municipality, we're both in the City of Cape Town now, but there's maintenance happening all the time, and that's confusing. Not everyone, you know, maybe gets a letter or checks a local bulletin board. I don't even know where you would go and check and see where the maintenance happens. But if I can let you know that there's maintenance on your block on Sunday, you go, okay, great. I can arrange something with friends, family. We can do an outing for the day. and maybe not plan to have a Netflix and chill day if your power is going to be out all day.
Certainly so. All righty. Dan Wells, thank you very much for your ingenuity and for contributing this to the national discourse. Eskom's push is definitely one that many of us rely on, and I think we never even saw it coming. I really hope the business continues to flourish, except I hope it doesn't. In other words, I hope there's no more load shedding. But while there is, all the best for you. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. We also wish that load shedding will end for all of us.
Correct. Dan Wells is a co-founder of Eskom Supush. That is our power spot this Tuesday.